Elk Point. Another health advisory has been released for a local lake heading into the Canada Day weekend regarding blue-green algae. On Thursday afternoon, Alberta Health Services, AHS, released an advisory for Stony Lake, which is located west of Elk Point, just off Highway 646, and southeast of St. Paul. The advisory states that a blue-green algae, cyanobacteria, bloom has been noted on Stony Lake. Residents living near the shores of Stony Lake, as well as visitors to the lake, are advised to take precautions. People are encouraged to avoid contact with blue-green algae blooms, and if they do come in contact with it, they should wash with tap water as soon as possible. Keeping pets away from any areas with blue-green algae is also important. AHS recommends not feeding whole fish or fish trimmings from this lake to pets, and limiting human consumption of whole fish and fish trimmings. As always, visitors and residents are reminded to never drink or cook with untreated water directly from any recreational body of water, including Stony Lake, at any time. Boiling of this water will not remove the toxins produced by blue-green algae. An alternate source of drinking water should also be provided for pets and livestock, while this advisory is active, according to AHS. Blue-green algae is naturally occurring, and often becomes visible when weather conditions are calm. Appearing like scum, grass clippings, fuzz or globs on the surface of water, blue-green algae can be blue-green, greenish-brown, brown, and or pinkish-red, and often smell musty or grassy. Possible symptoms of coming in contact with blue-green algae include skin irritation, rash, sore throat, sore red eyes, swollen lips, fever, nausea and vomiting and or diarrhea. Symptoms usually appear within 1 to 3 hours and resolve in 1 to 2 days. Weather and wind conditions can cause algae blooms to move from one location in the lake to another. As such, this advisory will remain in effect for Stony Lake, until further notice, according to AHS. Health advisories are also in place for Garner Lake and Lac La Biche Lake.